Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, that's great. You go right ahead, Nancy. You send those articles of impeachment over to the Senate and watch them die faster than Epstein. And that's quick. Hello, campers. Greetings. Welcome. Salutations. Wet, gloomy, gray alohas to you on this Tuesday as we get rolling into hour number two of the Bobby Mac Show. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number. It is 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email address, bob@1063.com. The key word for this hour, last key word for today, in the $1,000 bankroll contest, bail, B-A-I-L, making bail. Text that to 72881. Get your name in the hat in the $1,000 bankroll contest. Now, speaking of bail, I have a story right here in my little hot hands of how New York City, you remember Mini Mike Doomberg, used to be the mayor up there, did a great job, told you how much soda you could drink, placed such a high tax on cigarettes that he created a black market for cigarettes sold individually. A New York sheriff reacted on Monday to a suspected serial bank robber allegedly robbing a bank the day after he was released from jail under a newly enacted bail reform law. Because bail, you see, is that's an unfair punishment for the underclass. They don't have the money to post bail, so they got to stay in the Gray Bar Hotel. So we'll fix that. We'll just do away with bail. That is literally the loony left's solution for this. Suffolk County Sheriff Errol Toulon Jr. said on Fox and Friends that one of the most concerning things about the new measure is that law enforcement has to waste resources rearresting people who are released and then commit more crimes. Talk about encouraging recidivism. He said the law puts communities in danger and is empowering these criminals to actually continue their criminogenic behavior. Hey, I learned a new word, Moneypenny. Criminogenic. I like it. The sheriff was referring specifically to Jared Woodbury, who, according to the New York Post, had been jailed for allegedly robbing Chase banks in several New York City neighborhoods between December 30th and January 8th, and then allegedly robbed a fifth bank on Friday, one day after his release. Who would have thunk it? He'd only robbed four banks previously in the space of a little more than a week. So who could have thought that he would go right back and do the same thing again? We must let him go. He doesn't have to post bail. The NYPD confirmed to Fox News that Woodbury, who is from South Carolina, another proud representative of the Palmetto State up there in Gotham, was arrested on Wednesday and charged with robbery in connection to a Chase Bank robbery in Midtown Manhattan, which allegedly took place on December 30th. Is there a stupider crime around than bank robbery in the 21st century? I mean, really? You think you're going to get away with this? Police said in that robbery, Woodbury allegedly passed a note to the teller and fled on foot with about $1,000. The Post reported that because Woodbury allegedly robbed the banks using a note rather than a weapon, no New York jail can currently hold him, no matter how many times he commits the crime. Yeah. Did any of these people, were they sleeping through Logic 101? Or did they just never get to class? Previously, New York prosecutors would determine whether to make a bail recommendation or agree to have the defendant released on their own recognizance, regardless of whether the alleged crime was a felony or a misdemeanor. And then the judge would make a determination. That's why they're called a judge, okay? Defense attorneys would typically make arguments that bail would be inappropriate or should be set at a low amount, which judges would take into consideration. Your Honor, this individual is no flight risk. You know, right? No, but he's a risk to go back to another bank tomorrow and stick it up and get away with all of $1,000. Under the new law, thank goodness this is in effect, that process no longer takes place for the majority of cases, as courts are now prohibited from setting any monetary bail whatsoever or keeping defendants in custody before trial in almost every type of misdemeanor case and for a long list of felonies as well. When asked if New Yorkers are safer now than they were before, this is from the Handbook of Rhetorical Questions. When asked if New Yorkers are safer now than they were before, Tuan answered, I would say no. Can't fool him. The Long Island sheriff then elaborated, saying, when you think of an individual that has a mental health issue or substance abuse issue that's using a crime to feed their addiction, there's no way to stop their addiction. Unless they are incarcerated, they will go to jail. They'll have an opportunity to now beat that substance abuse. And now we are returning him right back to the communities. The Suffolk County Sheriff's Office tweeted their opposition to the sweeping reform ending cash bail for all misdemeanor and nonviolent felony charges in New York State, which took effect January 1st, writing that the new law directly impacts the citizens of Suffolk County and New York State as a whole. The Sheriff's Office noted that in Suffolk County, 301 inmates who would have been held on bail or bond, depending on the severity of the crime and the defendant's past criminal history, were released by the courts under this new law in the month leading up to its enactment. So they actually got a one-month head start before the law took effect, just so they could get it down pat. You know, we got to smooth out any bumps in the road here. We need a month of practice in doing this. Yeah, you're free to go. The sheriff called this deeply concerning, saying there are clearly serious issues with this state law. Judges must have discretion to determine bail based on a criminal defendant's likelihood to reoffend and cause further pain to his or her victims and the public at large. The New York State Legislature should amend or repeal bail reform now. One of those who is pushing for this system? Shall I share with you a tweet from Bernie Sanders, crazy commie Bernie? Our cash bail system is a disgrace that disproportionately hurts black, brown, and poor Americans. New York did the right thing by reforming its bail law and must not go backwards. When we are in the White House, we will end cash bail nationally. We? Is that the royal we? thinks he's a Prince Harry or something. Well, Bernie, that may be a long wait until we are in the White House, pal. 4:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. The lunacy of the left, they display it every day, just how crazy they are. Oh, hardened criminal? Record as long as your arm? Free to go. Be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ah, yes, Don Henley, bubble-headed bleach blonde, comes on at 5. She can tell you about the plane crash with a gleam in her eye. Happy Talk News. That was my favorite era in TV journalism, and I use that word loosely. Yeah, how about that rain, Bob? Yeah, my long-term forecast calls for it to rain off and on for years, in fact. Speaking of TV news, in the first 100 days since House Democrats began their impeachment push on September 24th, ABC, CBS, and NBC have aggressively aided that effort. I know you're stunned to hear that. MRC, our friends at Media Research Center, have done an analysis discovering the big three evening newscasts have battered the president with 93% negative coverage and promoted impeachment at the expense of nearly all other Trump news. Stock market through the roof, historic levels. Black unemployment, historically low levels. Hispanic unemployment, historically low levels. We became an exporter of oil for the first time in who knows when. But it's impeachment all the time. Broadcasters donated at least 124 hours of wall-to-wall live coverage as a preempted regular programming in favor of House Democrat-led impeachment activities. You know, in retrospect, it's not so bad, I guess, that Judge Judy got bumped off during those telecast of the impeachment hearing, since Judge Judy now has endorsed mini Mike Doomberg. Watch her ratings plummet. On the other hand, the network's frenzy over impeachment has meant the Democrat presidential candidates have been barely visible on the evening newscast, even though voting is due to begin in just 3 weeks. During impeachment, the networks kept up the same relentless negativity toward President Trump that they first displayed during the 2016 presidential campaign. From September 24th through the 1st of January, MRC tallied 1,053 evaluative comments about the president, 93% of which were negative. Holy cow. Pretty clear, of course, that reporters aren't going to reward the president with much good press, even for obvious achievements, such as the strong economy, the victory over ISIS terrorists in Syria, including the killing of the elusive leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. But impeachment has increased the sheer amount of the negative coverage, as well as meant even less airtime for the policy achievements of President Trump's administration. Impeachment has taken over the evening news in the first 100 days since Pelosi announced the start of the bogus House impeachment inquiry on September 24th. The three alphabet networks have generated a combined 849 minutes of evening news coverage about the subject. For comparative purposes, Special Counsel Robert Mueller was named back on May 17, 2017. It took those same newscasts more than twice as long to register the same amount of airtime for the Russia investigation. Or to put it another way, the networks are spending more than twice as much airtime on the Ukraine probe as they did on the Russian collusion bogus story. The administration's trade talks with China, just over 6 minutes of coverage. The successful effort to get the USMCA trade deal through to replace NAFTA, 66 seconds of airtime. This is across three networks. Total coverage of the administration's economic program, 9 minutes. Barely 1% of the airtime spent on impeachment. And you remember, of course, the execs at the networks, having missed out on Watergate because they were too young at the time, took the extraordinary step of preempting huge amounts of their regular programming for live coverage of House Democrats' impeachment activities, including several days of the hearings in November and early December. Based on our viewing of the network's Washington, D.C. area affiliates, NBC provided 44 hours, 32 minutes. ABC and CBS close behind, more than 40 and 39 hours of live coverage, respectively. The unusual coverage aims to build up the significance of the event, of course, in the minds of their viewers, suggesting an historic moment on par with the Kennedy assassination or 9/11, not a futile partisan exercise. Nielsen ratings showed the public essentially went, no thanks. Ratings went into the tubes. They don't care, though. They're on a mission. 428 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Ken is along this afternoon. He is in Anderson. Hi, Ken, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show. Ken. Yep, there we go. Yep, sorry, Ken. Pushed the button but didn't have it all the way engaged, as they used to say on, well, you know.
I just have a thought and wanted to get your idea on it.
Okay.
According to the various other talk show hosts, in previous impeachment, like Clinton, the prosecutors did not fare well after the fact, politically.
Yes.
Right? So, I wonder if Nancy is wanting to designate AOC and Omar and what have you to be the prosecutors so that she can get rid of them that way.
That's an interesting thought. Could be. AOC is certainly in Nancy's crosshairs because she's out there right now giving money to other socialist progressive people who want to challenge incumbent Democrats who are House members. And you can imagine how that makes Pelosi feel.
Threatened.
Yeah. So it's interesting. If I had to guess what Pelosi's end game is, she would like to drag this out all the way to the November election in an effort to further damage, in their estimation, the voters' approval ratings of President Trump, and hope that in the November elections, the Democrats could regain control of the Senate, and then they'd be cooking with gas. But I think that's a fool's errand, Ken.
There's another possibility, too, in dragging it out. You've got the two money guys, Bloomberg and...
Tom Steyer.
Steyer. That all their campaigning is being done through advertising.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
45 people showing up, or O'Reilly for Bloomberg and stuff. But if the other candidates are tied up in the Congress, that leaves them free to get out and be the only people that the voters are seeing face-to-face.
Well, and the good news is at least we are bleeding Steyer and Doomberg out of some of their money. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate the call. It's a good thought. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We're in hour number two. When we come back on the other side, the Tuesday edition of Yes or BS. Get ready to play along with yours truly, Moneypenny and Little Annie.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I certainly hope so. Entertained and informed along the way. Tuesday afternoon edition, Bobby Mack Show rolls on here on WORD. WORD, easy for me to say, at 4:38, 22 before 5. And as I teased before we went to the news at the bottom of the hour, it is time for today's edition of Get Ready to Play. Yes. Or BS.
And now it's time for Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Or BS.
It's just an endless cycle of bullshit.
Yeah, you better believe it is. Well, in Yes or BS, you know how the game is played, of course. We give you a simple statement, and you decide yes, it's true, or no, it's total BS. And joining me, as always, the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass.
Howdy.
And Little Annie in the news center.
Hey, what's up?
It's a new year, new decade, unless you're in the 17% who say the next decade really starts next year. So the topic today, things you didn't know about 2-0.
Oh, fun.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
The Roman numeral for 2020 is MMXX. Yes or BS?
BS.
Yes.
Miss Moneypenny is correct.
Boo!
Little Annie, I'm afraid.
Wrong.
Yeah, the Roman numeral M equals 1,000, X equals 10. So two M's, M and M, so to speak, and two X's give you 2020. Question number two. 2020 is a leap year.
Yes.
Yes.
Aha. Both quickly answering in the affirmative, and they are correct.
Yay.
Leap years happening every 4 years, so we can get the calendar thing back in sync there.
Cool.
The last one was 2016. February has 29 days. We'll have 366 days this year.
Cool.
Does that mean we make more or we make less? Which is, I mean, I'm not, we'll have to work on that.
Probably less.
Yeah, probably. Question number three, the show 2020... We're in touch, so you be in touch. Has been on TV for more than 20 years.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a quick one, too. Yeah, 2020 with Hugh Downs and Babwa Wawa premiered way back in 1978. In fact, the show turns 42 this year. I have socks that old, by the way.
I still didn't say underwear.
Yeah. You know, it was that close.
As long as it snaps back.
Just saying underwear. And at least it wasn't the Amazon diapers like we heard about yesterday in Bonehead. Question number four. It's possible for people to have better than 20/20 vision without glasses.
Yes.
Wow, that one was quick, too.
Because Bobby does.
Can't run anything past you. Well, I used to. Back in the day, I remember... When I had eyes like a hawk. Now I have eyes like, I don't know, like Ray Charles.
Oh.
20/10 vision is more common than you might think. For example, one recent study found the average Major League Baseball player has 20/12 vision, meaning they can read something from 20 feet away, as well as someone with 20/20 vision can read it from 12 feet away.
Cool.
And fifth and finally, in today's edition of Yes and BS, the first two digits of the year 2020 add up to the number two, and so do the last two digits add up to the number two. The last time that happened, over 900 years ago, in the year 1111. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Moneypenny is thinking. Hang on just a second.
BS.
Okay. You both say, no.
Annie said yes.
Annie said
I
yes.
I said BS.
Yes.
It happened 18 years ago.
Well, as a matter of fact, Miss Moneypenny is correct. It was also true in 2002.
I'm leaving.
And 2011.
Well, this is just fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Done.
Oh. Hey, Annie,
who won? Shut up.
Never mind that.
Bob won.
There you go. That's right. Bob
but
always
he had
wins.
The answers.
Yeah, that's right. I know the answers before I ask the questions.
He cheats.
And used to have 20/10 vision back in the day.
I don't think I want to see that well.
That is.
I don't want to either.
Yeah, you're right. There,
I can
there
take
are
my glasses off now.
Mental
go, what?
Images
what?
I'm still trying to do away with there.
And now it's time for yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Or BS. Yes.
Say what?
Yeah. Well, I know that actually is the intro, but I just like it. So I decided to play it again.
Well, it is your show.
Right. It is. It's got my name on it. In on the text line, good news with 2020 being a leap year, Trump is your president for one more extra day. What else is in on the text line? Yeah, Bob, if Bill Clinton or Oblah Blah had accomplished what Trump has, the news cycles would have bored everyone to death. The accomplishments of Donald J. Trump. Bob, another Trump victory took down ISIS. Yeah. Or as John Kerry said to the Ayatollah, you know, Trump's not going to be around forever. Trust me on this. Just, you know, kind of hang on there, General Soleimani. How'd that work out for him? Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Kind of a cloudy, overcast, gloomy, and off and on rainy Tuesday here on the Bobby Mack Show. Tomorrow on the program, a programming note for you to make a little note to self. Thomas Homan, who's the former ICE director, is going to be joining me on the show. Mr. Homan is going to be speaking at the Rock the Red USA convention, which is coming up this weekend. I also will be speaking there. Begins on Friday, runs through Sunday at the Embassy Suites here in Greenville over on Verde Boulevard. And I'll be speaking about bias in media. Thomas Homan is going to be talking about homeland security issues. He is, of course, the former head of ICE, former ICE director. And you may recall had a fiery confrontation with one of the members of the squad a while back when testifying before Congress, Representative Pramila Jayapal, who is a socialist progressive Marxist from the People's Republic of Washington. Here is a sum of what ensued and a little preview of what you can expect from Mr. Homan when he joins me tomorrow.
I want to make one quick statement. I find it very offensive that anybody would compare any federal employee, frankly, to someone who the Gestapo or running Nazi concentration camps. That is very offensive. I have 15 seconds and I yield to you.
Thank you for saying that. I wish somebody in Democratic leadership would say that out loud. Look, you want to know why there's 50,000 people in detention? You want to know why we have 1 million illegal entries in the United States? You want to know why we have these issues? Because you have failed to secure the border. You have failed to work with this president to close the three loopholes we've asked for 2 years to close. So if you want to know why this issue exists, you need to look in the mirror. You have failed American people for not securing the border and closing loopholes.
Mr. Homan, look, please respect the chair and the authority of the chair. The time of the gentleman has expired.
I've asked you politely to let me go beyond my time, and you let other people go beyond their time, but not to Tom Homan. He don't get me go beyond his time.
Mr. Homan, we have approved an agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats with the ranking member. We increased the time of one member of Congress who was interrupted by a protest. That is done with the approval of the ranking member. Please respect the chair's authority.
I respect the chair's authority, but the chair...
Mr. Homan!
You work for me. I'm a taxpayer. You work for me.
The witness will suspend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So that gives you some idea. Tom Homan doesn't suffer fools gladly would be a diplomatic way that I could express that. You could also say he doesn't take much. Right. Well, you catch my drift. and he will be speaking at the Rock the Red USA convention coming up this weekend, as I will, and you're invited to join us down there. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, are there still tickets available? And if so, how much are they? The answer to the first question is yes, there are still tickets available. The answer to the second question, frankly, I don't know. We'll check the website and see and get back to you then. Bob, the word you're looking for is something about a bell? No, I think actually something more like looking for the proper fit. Or rhymes with Adam Schiff. Bobby, were you moonwalking to the Michael Jackson clip? Michael Jackson, yeah. Yeah, uh-huh, sure. We always do.
You should see him moonwalk.
Well, you know, he has a patent.
Michael Jackson, talking about you.
Michael Jackson has a patent on that moonwalking stuff. And, you know, leaning back, you know, to where your toes are off the floor and all that. He invented a device that goes in the shoe that you hook onto the floor. Yeah. Bobby, who won the Yes or BS game show and what do they win? Miss Moneypenny was victorious, I believe, by one?
No, three.
Three?
Two.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Two.
Yeah, two.
Two.
Yeah, Miss Moneypenny was victorious by two today. And she wins.
Bragging rights.
That's right.
For a week.
Yeah, and the joy of the accomplishment.
And of, he was a loser.
Being victorious.
Just because you can control my mic, lady.
What else do we have on the text line? Bobby, when can we look for a Space Force recruiter to be setting up shop with the other recruiters over there on Pelham Road? I don't know, but I imagine probably pretty quickly. You know, it's amazing now the technology having progressed to the point we have reached here in the 21st century. Military is now looking actually for gamers. Because, you know, who do you think is flying these Predators? You know, a lot of gamers are flying those things. Out there at Nellis. Say what? Oh, Rock the Red. Wait a second. General admission for all weekend, $97. And cheap at twice the price. With the list of the speakers, they're going to be there. Holy cow. Yeah, it's going to be huge. And as I mentioned, I think I'm speaking at 11:30, 11:45, somewhere around there on Sunday. And the topic of my remarks will be bias and media. In on the text line, Bob, referring to the story you did earlier about bail elimination, my family moved here from Suffolk County, New York, 13 years ago, and now I know it was the best move we ever made. These days, more and more embarrassed to say I'm a recovering New Yorker. Has no one suggested a sliding scale for bail based on the income of the perpetrator? Bobby, do you think Russia would have done anything to the USS Farragut? Not sure I understand the question. Bob, Kim Jong-un, best example of North Korean leadership. Trump, bully tactics, two laser surgical attacks to wipe out terrorists, Iran and Iraq. Bob, so apparently the president is lying again. All his media coverage is not negative. It's only 93% negative. Now, thank you for pointing that out. 5 o'clock Follies is on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.